This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Education groups have proposed a ballot measure to channel millions of dollars to public schools without raising taxes. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The measure would tap into millions of dollars in excess state revenues that is now set to go back to taxpayers. The state refunds excess revenue under Tabor rules. Tracy Rainey with the Colorado School Finance Project says the measure calls for redirecting at least $800 million to education, and taxpayers would still get a refund.
There would still probably be $1.2 billion in refunds that would be going out.
Colorado spends $3,000 per student below the national average and has the least competitive of teacher salaries in the nation. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A conservative group is pushing to require Colorado schools provide their educational materials to anyone who asks for them. They want to get that issue on this fall's ballot. It would let people file requests to see textbooks and class outlines and other materials. Republicans pushed a similar bill in the legislature. Majority Democrats voted that down. Demonstrators gathered in Colorado Springs' Acacia Park over the weekend in solidarity with Ukrainians. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Mykola Zagrebelny is Ukrainian. He came to Colorado with his family 6 months ago, but his extended family is still in the country, some of them in Kyiv. His 11-year-old daughter, Katerina, helped him translate his feelings about the invasion.
Tonight I can't sleep because I call and message my parents, my family.
It's very tough and it's hard to just be calm about it. It's horrible. We can't just let this happen.
Mykola says he believes Ukrainians can win the fight on the ground, but the country needs help with fighting in the air. The pair were joined by about 40 other demonstrators. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.